Blades Hockey with one of the goaltenders for Steel County, Brendan Crane. And now, Brendan, you were on the team last season?
Correct.
Okay. And was last season your first season of junior hockey?
Yes, it was.
What did you do before that?
I played high school up in Wisconsin at Superior High School.
All right.
For 3 years.
And how did you feel the transition went, or that the first year of junior hockey? What are some of your big takeaways from it?
I liked how the pace was a lot faster and just all around a whole lot better hockey than high school hockey in Wisconsin. It's not as good as Minnesota, but it's still pretty good. Okay. And I just thought the transition was pretty good.
Now, everyone always talks about the speed and how faster it is, and when I'm talking to forwards and defensemen and everything, I can think, you know, that makes a ton of sense. But from a goaltending standpoint, when you say things are faster, how does that affect you? Just is the puck coming quicker, or the shot snapped off faster? Just how would you describe what's different in junior compared to high school hockey?
Just the overall, the shots do come faster, yeah, and then just how the play develops in front of you is a whole lot faster than high school.
Okay. And what does it take to kind of make that adjustment? I mean, how long does it take, or when did you start to feel confident with that faster pace of play?
Usually it takes a few minutes in your first game to finally adapt to the fast pace, because you'll get used to it in practice, but it's a whole lot different when you go into a game for the first time. But then once your eyes adjust basically to the whole play, it goes a lot faster.
Okay.
It's all about tracking the puck and everything.
Now, I know the Blades, of course, a team is going to have multiple goaltenders, and in many cases from different countries and things like that. How does the crew all work together to support each other and help each other get better, the goaltenders?
So far, I've been pretty good. Haven't had too many issues with it. It's just explaining, because you got kids from different countries, so you kind of got to explain so they understand where you're coming from.
And is the language barrier something that is easy to overcome?
Considering this is my second year living with kids from Finland, I've kind of adapted to it.
Okay.
But overall, it's not too hard to explain to them. You just got to talk a little slower, which isn't bad.
All right. And I'm sure they probably have to do the same when they're talking back to you. Talk slower and get the pronunciations just right, huh?
Yeah, and then when they're talking, you have to wait for them so they can get it out. And whereas, like, if you're talking to somebody from America previously, it's kind of easier, because you can talk faster, but it's not a problem waiting.
Okay. And now, as far as other skaters on the ice besides the goaltenders, I know there's also players from other countries. When you as the goalie are communicating with them as a play develops, is there ever any issue there?
No, not really.
Okay. What are some important things when it comes to that communication aspect, with the goaltenders talking to their skaters on the ice? What is it that is said? How important is the communication in getting the puck out of the zone?
It's just important so that they know who's on them, because if they have their back to everybody coming back down ice, it's hard for them to see. So just to tell them who's coming on them, how many of them, and they can go from there, just kind of read off the glass or whatever.
When you were playing high school hockey, when did the idea of playing junior hockey come into your mind?
About halfway through my junior year, wanted to continue playing, and so I started doing some private lessons with the goalie coach for UMD, and went to a couple main camps in the North American Hockey League, and then Coach Nick was at one of them and asked me if I wanted to come play. So that's how I got here.
All right, awesome. And where are you hoping this leads to for you?
Hopefully college, get into college somewhere, okay. Play and get an education.
Talking to Brendan Crane, goaltender for the Blades out of Superior, Wisconsin, you said, right?
Correct.
Okay. What about your first becoming a goalie? What is it that got you between the pipes to play goalie in youth hockey or whenever?
When I first started playing when I was 4, and then I was switching between forward and goalie about 5 or 6 years old, and then my dad told me I had to choose one, so I chose goalie and just went with that one.
And why did you choose goalie? Can you remember at such a young age why you said, yeah, I'll be a goalie?
I don't know. I just think I thought it was fun to just have everybody coming after you. I don't know why.
All right. Now, the goaltender, of course, you end up shouldering more responsibility, maybe sometimes than you should, and sometimes something gets by you. How do you get over a scenario where you give up a goal that you really felt you shouldn't have?
You just got to have a short mind. You can't sit there and debate about it and beat yourself up over it. You got to get ready for the next one coming down. Because the next one coming down could be harder, and if you make that one, then you have a lot of momentum going your way.
All right. And when you make a fantastic save, you also can't think about that one too much longer either?
Yeah, because then you start to get a little full of yourself, and then you I feel like a lot more pressure comes on you then.
Okay. And as far as other things that you do, I know the Blades are active in the community and do different things. What kind of public things and volunteer things have you done and enjoyed here in Owatonna over the last season and a half?
The ribs handout at Cash Rise is pretty fun.
Awesome.
The Toys for Tots, we did that last year. We'll do that again this year. That was pretty interesting. And just skate with the younger kids at Owatonna, that was pretty fun too.
All right. And Brendan, are you of age that you could play another year or more of junior hockey after this winter?
Yep, next year will be my last year.
All right, well, we'll see how things develop for you regarding that. Brendan Crane, one of the goalies for the Blades, good luck to you.
Thank you.